Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we take the story we learned in the Bible yesterday and we try to understand what it means to us today. Yesterday we heard the story of the people of Israel finally arriving at the border with the promised land that God had told them would be theirs after 40 years of wandering in the desert. All that stood between them and their promised land was a river. It was a raging, flooded river, the Jordan River, that they couldn't cross without God's help. We heard in the story yesterday how God did help them. When their priests holding the Ark of the Covenant, the box containing the 10 broken commandments, when those priests and the covenant, Ark of the Covenant stepped into the river, the waters of the Jordan River stopped, split apart, and allowed the Israelites to walk through on dry land. On the other side, they set up a stone memorial, 12 stones that they got from the river itself, and set them up as a reminder to themselves and to future generations of what God had done, how God was good to them, even when they weren't always good to God. Now, maybe this story sounds familiar to you. You say, well, wait a minute. Waters splitting apart so the Israelites can walk through, didn't that already happen 40 years before this story? Didn't that happen at the Red Sea? Isn't that the one that's such a big deal in movies and in just the stories that people tell? Like, did you even know that there were two stories of waters parting so the Israelites could walk through? Probably not, right? The other one gets all the press, and this one, as they actually enter the promised land, doesn't usually get much airplay because the other one, it was so foundational. The Israelites were being chased by the Egyptians who were coming after them with chariots and a well-stocked army. And this one is a little quieter of a story. They're just finally arriving at the promised land. But God intervenes in a very similar way. Now, one thing to remember is that out of all the Israelite nation, only Joshua and Caleb had actually been grown-ups, adults, when the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea. For the rest of them, this was the first time in their own memory that God had parted waters like this and led them through. But they certainly would have heard about it. The parting of the Red Sea, that was a foundational story for their nation that showed that God cared for them, that God would intervene miraculously when they needed it most as an army was bearing down on them. Foundational story for them. This was what made them a nation of their own rather than somebody else's slaves. So this story, you can imagine, would have been told over and over again. It still is today. The Jews tell this story to one another constantly. It is their foundational story as a people, as a nation. And even then, that would have been happening. So imagine their excitement as the Israelites experienced something firsthand that they'd only heard stories about, that their parents had told them was the most important thing to ever happen to them. Imagine when it happened to those children as well, now all grown up themselves. It would have been confirmation for them that God was indeed good. God was indeed looking after them. God had their best interests at heart. And even though they were a broken, messed up people who'd broken God's laws, symbolized in the Ten Commandments that were broken in the Ark of the Covenant, God was still going to keep his promises and be good to them. What an incredible moment this was for the Israelites as they realized firsthand God's goodness wasn't just for stories from the past, but was for them as well. So clearly this was a story that the Israelites should never forget. And to help them with that, God told the Israelites to set up a stone memorial. Not just any stone memorial. He wanted the Israelites to go back in the river they had just passed through. He wanted them to doubly trust him. They trusted him already by stepping in and walking through a raging river. Now he wanted them to trust him once again by going back into the river that could have killed them the first time to get 12 stones. Now why 12? Well, there were 12 tribes of Israel. This was part of their identity as a nation, was that they were a nation with these 12 tribes. And so, the 12 tribes of Israel set up 12 stones to remind them and their descendants of what God had done here at the river, that God was good to them, even when they didn't deserve it. So, I've talked a lot about this story and how it illustrates God's goodness. He comes through for the people, even though they've hurt him, not been good to him. God's still good to them. They can trust him, keeps them alive through this. But there's a bit of a wrinkle, because in Joshua, it says why God did all this, and it kind of throws into question whether he did this because he was good, because he says this was so people would fear God. Here's the line. The Bible says God did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. So this week's all about God being good, and yet it says here you're supposed to fear God. Don't you fear things that are bad? So that's a bit of a question to explore before we learn more about it tomorrow. Hope you'll discuss that with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters. You'll have a good discussion that helps you all learn what it means to follow Jesus. Have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow.